that. And I'll start by saying, good morning. This is Mike Farrell, member in the Sons of Union Veterans. It's January the 17th, 2009. And the purpose of today is to visit with Roger Heifel, a man who's done GAR research and has quite a large collection of GAR artifacts over the last 50 years. And this is really for a newsletter article that will be written. Roger, how many years have you been in the Sons of Union Veterans?
Well, I'd say probably between 12 and 15.
And how large is the collection that you have? I mean, did you ever inventory the number of artifacts?
No, and it's still growing.
Very good.
I still keep buying stuff. But I'm selling stuff, too. So I'm trying to sell my duplicates and use that money to buy some new things that interest me.
Well, I don't know really where to start because I've never done this sort of thing before.
Okay, well, let me kind of outline where I started. I started, 50 years ago, and I went into this, I joined a reenactment group, and I went into the person that was, we had our meetings, where at his house where we had the meetings, and he had these badges hanging on the wall. And they were the most beautiful badges I've ever seen. And I would ask, well, when did they start making these? Nobody knew. When did they end? Nobody knew. And I'd ask questions about these beautiful badges. And nobody had any answers. And I said, this is something I would like to develop, because people were spending a lot of time in the Civil War era. And they were getting a lot of knowledge, but this area of what happened to the veterans after the war and all the material and they developed and all the ways that they developed their pension history and all that over the years was started to really interest me. And so I developed a real keen interest in learning about the GAR. And when I would go with my wife to New York, she would go to her work in New York. I'd go over to the New York Library and pore through their books, and then I'd go to Washington, D.C., and go to the Library of Congress. I got a stack pass, and I'd go up and I'd spend days in the stacks of the Library of Congress, and I would Xerox and copy all kinds of stuff and just come home with 2 or 3 inches thick full of material. And And I started writing a newsletter that went out to museums and archives and single members, and I had about 200 subscribers, and I wrote that for 7 years, 4 times a year, and then when I go on the road, because I traveled a lot. When I got into a town, I'd call up one of the subscribers, and I'd go over to his house and sit and talk with him. And I had a great time. And we went to a Civil War show in Ohio, and a friend of mine that was also collecting GAR from Pennsylvania, he met me there, and we both put displays on. And after that, we said we had such a good time that we'll have to get other people to come. So we started advertising in my newsletter. I started advertising the show and everything. And finally, I went to the person that was running the show. I said, "Would you be interested in putting a section in the show for the GAR, GAR collectors?" And he said, "Oh, that would be a terrific idea." And so they started coming. Third year. I got everybody together after the show was over. I said, look, now it's maybe time to form an organization. And we formed the Civil War Veterans Historical Association. And from that group, we now have about between 200 and 250 members. And they come from all over the United States. I mean, from the state of Washington, and from Boston, and Atlanta, and we really turned that show into a national show, and it's turned out great. Now, it was about 26 years ago we formed the group, 27 years ago.
That's pretty fantastic. I was going to ask you if I see you have some artifacts on the wall, even. There's some large picture posters. I'm not sure. It says annual encampment on one, and then there's some symbols on the other one.
Oh, that's the those are the two frame pieces.
Yes.
Directly across from
very, very large.
Well, in 1891, they had the first encampment of the GAR in Detroit.
Yes.
It was the 25th silver anniversary of the GAR. And the commander that was elected...
Zach's most jealous.
He does. He gets that way. He wants to get up and
he's all over me.
Fran and I would sit real close together. He gets up and lays in my lap.
Oh, okay.
He's
now making a mess.
Satchmo.
Oh, I see you have a Lincoln medal here, but we'll talk about that in a moment. And you were saying about the annual encampment piece.
So in 1891, they had the encampment in Detroit, and John Palmer was elected commander-in-chief during that encampment. Mm-hmm. Well, over there is the war record, or what they call the escutcheon,
yes,
of John Palmer, with all his service record. So that's his original service record. And next to it is another early testimonial piece with written out thanking him for being Department of New York commander in the 1870s. So those are two real nice. And I've got some other pieces. I've got his two uniforms.
I'm going to take some photographs of that with you sitting in your lounge chair in that corner over there later.
Okay.
That looks like a...
But that's really, you know, I bought that a long time ago and didn't realize how important it was. And then I finally decided, I'm going to have those framed up. And I took them over to the frame shop and had them framed up.
Well, they look great. I noticed that you have
a Lincoln, big bronze disc with Lincoln's portrait on it.
I have two.
Or bust or whatever.
I have two here. You have two. There's one here, this one here, that I'm holding. But there was not, I didn't see a second one.
Yeah, there's two.
Unless it fell somewhere, because Satchmo pulled it.
No, this is a heavy one.
Oh, let me see if it rolled on.
Yep, you're right, there is.
It was under the couch.
Okay. This one here,
right,
was developed by the GAR. It was they did a private subscription, and they had this minted. And all the posts in the GAR subscribed to like 100 or 50 of them.
Yeah.
And on the back, you can see it says GAR on it.
Yeah.
1909, the 100th anniversary of Lincoln's birth.
Wow. Okay.
And this is the Presidential Medal for Lincoln, showing his different two terms in office and the date of assassination.
So one of these is the GAR.
That is the 100th anniversary GAR disc.
And this is the presidential disc that you're holding.
Yes. Wow. For his for his service.
View of that. I'll probably be taking some photographs.
Well,
of this.
I have the I have the sheet describing that whole medal.
Yeah.
And very rare piece of literature, and also the encouragement of the commander in chief of that year,
right,
Henry Martin Nevius, he said he encouraged everyone to buy them.
And
so
we're speaking of the year 1909.
1909, yes.
As opposed to 2009.
Well, yeah, now we're
100 years ago.
Well, and the nice thing is I've talked to the museum in St. Cloud, and I talked to Lucille there, and we're going to dedicate February to Lincoln. And I'm going to take over my Lincoln collection over there and display it, so that I have to get that ready by the 1st of February takeover.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have a Lincoln display over there.
That's fantastic.
And this GR, these two medals will be part of that, plus the literature that it entails. Let me start you off at the,
sure.
with what I was in my initial collection.
Okay.
That's in the bedroom.
Why don't we do that?
Okay.
Yeah, let me move your shoe there so you don't trip over it. You need a guide or?
Nope.
Okay.
I know how to get there.
Very well.
That was the nice thing about getting this house is that I got this house 20 years ago when I could still see.
Yeah.
So I know what this house looks like.
You know what the layout is.
Okay. Yeah. I know the house, so I decided that, you know, we were looking at other houses, you know, maybe get a little bigger house. And I know this house. Let's just stay here. And it's small enough that it's easy to take care of for my wife to take care of. So this is going to be our future house full time.
Sounds practical.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're...
This is my national badge collection.
Okay.
This,
wow, that's quite a collection.
Took me 20 years.
Wow.
20 years to do it,
yeah.
to collect it. I had high standards. That means it had to be complete. You know, it had to have the ribbon on it. It had to be, you know, in good condition. And I'd have to pass up ones that were not in good condition.
Yeah.
So, and another condition was I didn't want to pay more than $15 for a badge.
That sounds like a good condition.
I just didn't want to spend a lot of money. I didn't have a lot of money in those days.
Uh-huh.
I, you know, had a son to, I was raising, and
sure.
And he, you know, had to go to school and college.
Hey, Roger, this is DB calling. Give me a call later on. I got to go to work today. Talk to you then. Bye-bye.
Oh, okay.
Step out here to get the camera. I'll be right back.
Oh, because it's... Well, at the end of a term of service, you know, they were national commander for a year, and they would give them the, at the beginning, they started giving testimonial or gifts, you know, to, and sometimes they give them a Tiffany bowl, or they give them some vases, and AC Black, they gave silver tea service that is all engraved and everything. And then they figured that maybe a bath would be better. That's when they started
an accomplishment. I was just going to get a picture of you in your chair here in,
oh.
in these big posters behind you.
Oh, the escutcheon?
Yeah.
Yeah, and of course, he was... my hair's getting cold today.
Well, what? You could put a hat on. But you look okay. Yeah, that's pretty nice. And then, I guess...
So that's a service record, that that escutcheon. I have about 10 of those from different... I have some from Michigan regiments and New York regiments. And they were sold to the families or the veteran,
yeah.
And they would paint... They would hand-paint them. I've got one made on canvas. The early ones were... And then later ones were... painted, but they had to paint all the battles that they were in, and they would put on whatever rank strap they had, you know, or if they were officer.
Right.
A lot of officers had these made. At the Mollis Museum, the Military Order of Loyal Legion in Philadelphia, they have a whole wall full of them going up the stairway. All the officers donated, their families donated to the Military Order of Loyal Legion. But I always thought they were great. They were a great piece of history, and they're one of a kind. So.
Yeah.